This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Although we don't have a poultry industry here in Kansas, the nearby states of Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri do. We use this to our advantage here in Southeast Kansas as a lot of poultry litter is spread on our pastures and crops. Poultry litter is a great fertilizer as it is high in N, P, K, and nearly all the secondary and micronutrients. However, litter application isn't as straightforward as chemical fertilizers, and there's a whole lot of variation in litter sources. The old general rule for chicken litter nutrient content is 50-50-50, meaning 50 pounds of nitrogen, 50 pounds of phosphorus, and 50 pounds of potassium. However, this can be very inaccurate. Real nutrient content can be from twice the 50-50-50 rule to less than half of the rule. Nutrient content of litter varies widely based upon type, processing, and moisture. In recent years, litter has become more likely to contain less phosphorus than it used to because of the effectiveness in poultry feeding. Poultry housing cleaning practices have changed somewhat too. Many houses don't clean out the whole floor between poultry rotations. They just take the top few inches in what would be the most nutrient-dense litter. The age of litter matters as well. As litter is composted, P and K values can increase as the pile becomes more concentrated. Over time, nitrogen is released in the atmosphere or is converted into inorganic forms. Ask the company where you are buying the litter if they have a nutrient analysis, or you can take samples yourself and send it off for testing. Sometimes litter can have rocks in it as well, depending on the cleaning and storing practices of the storage facility. When it comes to applying litter, the nitrogen is tricky, as 75 to 85% of it is in an organic form, with the remaining 15 to 25% being mainly ammonia. Only half the organic end is available to plants in the first year, and only when the soil is warm enough for organic matter mineralization. The ammonia fraction can be lost to volatilization if not incorporated after application. Put it all together, it could be hard to determine how much nitrogen a crop gets from a litter application, but there are some basic estimates that can be used as a guide. Phosphorus and potassium are straightforward. If the background phosphorus level in the field is good before application, then nearly 100% of the phosphorus is available. If the background phosphorus is somewhat low, below 10 parts per million, then the soil can absorb 30 to 40% of the phosphorus before it is available to plants. This is more likely in acidic, heavy clay soils. Potassium, however, is 100% available in most cases. Poultry litter has plenty of secondary and micronutrients as well. It averages 10 pounds of sulfur per ton, half a pound of zinc per ton, and 8 pounds of magnesium. It carries around 10 pounds of sodium too, which is not necessarily a good thing, but is unlikely to be a problem around here. In many fields, litter needs to be applied based upon the phosphorus recommendation, with the rest of the needed nitrogen coming from other inorganic fertilizer sources. In a way, we should consider litter to be like a phosphorus fertilizer like MAP and DAP. The agronomic optimum level of phosphorus is 20 parts per million, and my recommendation is to stop phosphorus applications once levels get above 30 parts per million. At this point, litter won't be as cost-effective as a chemical fertilizer. For more information on poultry litter application, please call 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.